today saw a prescribed burn applied in the 10 Mile Creek drainage northwest of Laytonville, Mendocino County. It's the first of roughly 50 burns that would be applied over the course of the winter in the watershed in order to make the forest healthier and mitigate possible damage were wildfire to erupt in these lands in the future. We spoke to Scott Steinbring, burn boss at Torchbearer, a prescribed burn unit based out of Soames Bar in Siskiyou County, who oversees the project. Torchbearer has operated all over the state and country, but as Steinbring explains, the 10 Mile Creek watershed will be their base this winter.
Our focus will be Mendocino County this year, and we've been working with Eel River Recovery and doing a lot of fuels work in the 10 Mile Creek drainage. And so for the last year, the fuels crews have been cutting, piling, stacking, thinning the forest. So we are now going to be doing broadcast burning on the 10 Mile Creek drainage, starting from Rattlesnake all the way down into the community of Laytonville, California.
As Steinbring explains, he is no stranger to this part of Mendocino, having already spent last winter on the first entry of the prescribed burn.
This is the second entry of a prescription. The first one was that, you know, the contractors went in and built the piles, cut and piled them, and then we burned them last year, and now it's ready to receive its first broadcast understory burn. I think we burned 170 acres last year and had over, I think, 160 participants attending those burns.
Broadcast burns and pile burns are two separate elements of a prescribed burn, which has several different components to it.
So prescribed fire is an implementation tool to reduce vegetation that's been thinned, removing some of that duff layer or brush. It's a very tight prescription with lots of variables of weather and resources. And basically, the burning a pile or hundreds of acres of piles is also prescribed burning, just in a different concept versus broadcast burning, where we're lighting not only the slash, but we are burning all of the understory in low intensity fire.
A huge part of getting a prescribed burn right is controlling the intensity of the fire, down to calculating the approximate height of the flames of the burn, so that they manage to burn the understory without harming the canopy above.
Most prescribed burning is happening during the fall and spring because that's when our fuel moistures are the highest. And so, you know, we're looking at those fuel moistures and the weather that's coming. And depending on how much fuel loading is on the ground in underneath the timber, you may want a cooler burn because of the fact that you're going to send too much heat into the canopy. And so we're dictating our flame lengths by how much moisture we're going to allow before we start burning. We talk about prescribed fire being one of those elements of hardening the timber. So as the fire crosses the landscape, the bark will char, and that charring will harden and maybe take away some of the moss, and it will take away some of the pitch. And so that when a fire does come through there at a lower intensity, those things have already been taken care of or burned and won't ignite again. And that would be something that we look at in the suppression efforts to where we can do the most value of stopping a fire.
Residents in the Laytonville area and motorists driving up and down Highway 101 in northern Mendocino can expect intermittent, short-duration smoke throughout the winter from the burns, which can impact air quality and impair visibility, starting today.
All of our air quality permits and burn permits have been approved. Our resources are accounted for. If weather and air quality is acceptable, we work from the top down. So we will start up at Rattlesnake Summit and work our way down. We have 300 acres 269 roughly there. And so that'll keep us busy for a little bit. And then we'll go to the west side of the 10 Mile Creek and take care of some smaller units. And every week thereafter, we will be looking at another burn opportunity within the 10 Mile Creek drainage.
That was Scott Steinbring with Prescription Burn Unit Torchbearer, which is overseeing several burns in northern Mendocino this winter. I'm Sigurd Bjørn, reporting for KMUD.